The book of Hebrews, chapter number 12. Hebrews, chapter number 12. Hebrews, chapter number 12. And I want to begin reading with verse number 10. And I don't want to talk about chastisement, but I want to read verse number 10 to get the point across to you and how urgent it is for the message to be preached this morning. Hebrews chapter number 12, beginning with verse number 10. Stand with us if you would. We'll honor the Bible. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he of God for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight the path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. Oh Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy that you bestow upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the church and these that are bowed here today. Lord, you know the need of the hour. God, we pray that you'd grant it today. Lord, I pray, Father, that your word would find its lodging place. Lord, that it would accomplish and will accomplish wherein it's sent. Father, I pray that you'd help us this morning, Lord, to deliver what you put on our heart, not with any favor of man, but, Lord, that we might glorify God. Lord, we pray that your will be done. Anoint us afresh, Lord, with fresh oil. Lord, let preaching be easy for us. Father, we pray now that you'd help us this morning, Lord, to be better than we were when we come. We ask you now to go with us, and we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on the road to holiness. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes. Chapter number 12 and verse number 1 and 2 and following deals with being a witness, showing forth in our day the Lord Jesus Christ and the work that he had done. And it reminds us that we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. And he tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So we know, according to the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul delivers the message to the Hebrews and reminds them of their importance in the world. I believe this morning that the world would be a whole lot worse than it is today had it not been for the influence of God's people. I believe that this morning. I believe that the Bible tells us that no man has seen God and lived. Now, Moses, we know Moses desired to see the Lord, and God granted him and put him up in the cleft of the rock and hid himself. And Moses, the Bible said, as God walked by, let him see his hinder part. And he saw the face of God that day, he would not have lived. And I believe that God's presence is everywhere. He's omnipresent. I believe God can be in heaven and be on earth at the same time. I do. I believe God can be here at Antioch Baptist Church this morning, and he can be at New Bethel, my home church on Highway 79, at the same time. Amen. And be in every place, everywhere, at the same time. I believe God's Spirit, amen, that indwells his believer. He is just one, but we're many in the body of Christ. But it's the same Spirit, amen, that indwells in all of us. And so when we talk about, when Hebrews is talking about in verse number 14, when he says, follow peace with all men and holiness,
without which no man shall see the Lord. I'm not saying that we can live in such a way until we become God. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we can live above the reproach of God, to God. Amen. That when people see our lives, that they can see something in us that's godly. Amen. That they can see in us and they know that we've been with the Lord. The Bible said that the apostles were that way. The Bible said that they were ignorant and unlearned men. They perceived them to be that way. But the Bible said they also saw that they had been with the Lord. You cannot pray. You cannot come to church. You cannot worship. You cannot study the Word of God and leave with no God in you. Amen. I want to tell you this. God's character is going to reflect in the life of the dedicated saint of God. There's going to be some righteousness. There's going to be some holiness. There's going to be some likeness of God that indwells in you. And the influence of because of that presence of God is going to make a difference in your home. It's going to make a difference on your job. It's going to make a difference in the world. Amen. Not because of any good thing we've done, but because of the holiness of God. Now I want to talk about that road that leads us to the holiness of God. First of all, the first step on that road deals with a cleansing. Yes. Amen. We cannot say that we're Christians and not have a cleansing. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 25, he said, or chapter number 5, verse 25 and verse 27, he said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. There has to first of all be a cleansing. Amen. There has to be a cleaning. Amen. And that cleansing comes by the Word of God. When our parents chastise us, they're trying to make us better. They really are. They're trying to take a bad situation and they're trying to make us a better child. When they spank us, or for lack of a better word, or they get on to us, tried to get us in line. He talks about that pathway that is that we walk on that's made straight because our feet are straight. Amen. Yeah. And he talks about the one that's lame, that has that foot that varies off, and it causes the path to be crooked because they don't have a straight walk. I've seen that. I turkey hunted one time with a fella. And it was dark outside, and it was just breaking day. And he got a little further ahead of me, and I kind of lost him in the woods and couldn't find him. But he had a particular step that I always recognized, and it looked like one foot went yonder way, and another foot went that away. And I knew by his footsteps, I'd just get in the middle, and I'd find him. Amen. If I tried to go one way or tried to go the way his foot was headed, I'd lose him every time. But I just learned to just go down the middle of his footsteps and I can find him. I want to tell you, there is that straight and narrow way. There is that cleansing of the Word of God that helps us, amen, to live right and to adopt the righteousness of life, of the Lord's life, that the world can see us and see God. Amen. There has to be a cleansing take place in our lives. And without that cleansing in our lives this morning, my friend, they'll never see the Lord. They'll never see the Lord. The Bible said in John chapter number 17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. The word is truth. He's talking about a purity of the word of God that makes us pure. It goes against the human flesh. It goes against our life. We want to do what feels good. We want to do what we want to do. And I'm telling you, it sure has wrecked and ruined many people. Amen. Because they've found their own way. But God has given us the truth. And he guides us by his word. Amen. And he has that pathway cleaned out for us. And that path is straight. It's a heavenly highway. Hallelujah. It's above man's thoughts and man's actions. It's the way of holiness. It's the highway of holiness that we're to walk on. Amen. It takes a cleansing, a purity by the word of God. Now, I dare to say this morning that many people go by the word of God anymore. They really, that's it. They say, well, I'm gonna do what I saw my mom and daddy do. That ain't always good. I've seen a lot of mothers and daddies that wasn't right, but their children will follow right after them, and when they grow up, they'll be the same way their mom and daddy are. And I'm going to tell you, it's not always right. But now if you'll go by the word of God, it's always right. There is no error in the word of God. There's books, philosophies, psychologies written about humans and human natures and the how-tos and the do-nots. And what it'll do, you'll get a book and you'll read it about how to raise your children. You remember Dr. Spock? You remember what he said? He said, don't you spank your children. Oh, you're going to give them some kind of complex if you spank your children and you try your best. He said, you don't do that. Well, Dr. Spock, on his dying bed, he confessed and said he was wrong. Well, he was wrong. But he caused a couple of generations of parents that trusted what he said to be right. And he caused them to be led wrong, and they raised up generations of hellion children. Yeah, a bunch of spoiled brats. What they've raised up because they didn't chasten them and keep them in line. I'm going to tell you, spanking children is not for your gratification, but it's to help the children to live and to do right. Sometimes God has to chasten us. Sometimes he spanks us. Amen. But he doesn't spank us because he hates us. He loves us. And he said in the word of God here in Hebrews, he said, I don't chasten nobody else but my own. Amen. And he said if you're not chastened, he said, you're bastards and not sons. According to what God spoke and told us. Amen. He's not going to chastise those that are not his, but those that are his. And he does it to help us to be holy and righteous in his very presence. There has to be that purity on the road to holiness. But then there has to be that consecration, that separation. I'm going to tell you this morning, you cannot serve God dabbling out in the world all the time. Amen. You can't come to church on Sunday and sing, oh, how I love Jesus, and then get out there on Monday morning and listen to them old drunk songs and that hippie music and country music and try to live your life, amen, according to that kind of living and expect God to bless your home. You can't live like the devil during the week and expect God to bless you, amen, because you come to church on Sunday. Consecration. To separate ourselves from the world. I'm going to tell you, we need more preaching like this. Amen. It will help us. I had somebody tell me one time, said, preacher said, I'm not preaching like that. Said, I run my congregation off when I preach like that. where are they going to go? I'm going to tell you, if you'll tell them the truth and they'll receive the word of God, amen, they can repent and become holy, and the world can see the Lord living in their life and come to know the same Lord they want to know. I believe there's room for Bible preaching. This isn't Brother Williams' philosophy. This is the word of God. I'm reading this to you. 1 Peter 1, 15 says this. 1 Peter 1, chapter number 1, verse number 15. He says this, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Now that word conversation means manner of living, manner of life. We're supposed to be different than the world because we follow this book. Amen. This is our meat. This is our drink. This is our road map. This is our life. Amen. It's the word of God that cleanses us and helps us to be holy, standing in the presence of God in holiness, amen, and in righteousness, and to glorify him which is in heaven on the earth. Amen. Amen. That we separate ourselves. He said, be ye a separated people. Now listen, I've been in this way a long time now. I want to think now it's been about 45, 46 years. Let's see. This is 2019, right? Go back 45 years ago. Figure that up. And you'll recognize the times that I was brought up in. And we were brought up in the day where the man of God, I didn't care how you felt about it. He didn't look at you and say, I better watch what I say, because they'll get their feelings hurt. They didn't do that. Amen. They looked at it and they shot it gun barrel straight and told us the truth. And we took it to be the truth. And we adopted it in our lives. And our lives were bettered because we lived the word of God. We didn't have to wonder, was it in the Bible? We looked it up in the Bible and it was there. Amen. And when it's in the word of God, we just lined up with it. We just lined up with the word of God. Now we try to hunt something in the word of God that'll line up with our way of living. I'm going to tell you, the Lord's not going to bless you until we become separated from the world. There's going to have to be some difference, amen, in God's people and in the lost people. We have mingled the holy things, amen, with the world, and we've not become separated until, I want to tell you, you can't hardly tell in some of these places today the difference between the saved and the unsaved, the clean and the unclean. You cannot tell the difference in them. When a church becomes an entertainment center and it caters to a man's feelings, I'm going to tell you, we're in trouble today. We're in trouble today when all they're concerned about, listen to me, is the numbers. We're in trouble today. They're deceiving men and women and boys and girls. We've got a sin problem. We've got a separation problem. And we ought to be afraid this morning of that direction we're going in. We're suffering because of it. Our children are suffering because of it. Our grandchildren are suffering because of it. Because we have let down and we have not separated ourselves from the unholy things. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Timothy in chapter number 2, in verse number 21. Look with me right there just a minute if I can find that scripture. 2 Timothy, amen. The Bible, when he talks about separation, we're going to have to separate ourselves if we're going to ever enjoy what God has for us and if we're going to walk in holiness. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 21.
The Bible said, if a man therefore purge himself from these things, the Bible said he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Most, I don't think all of them, most of them, most of your country singers, most of your rock and roll singers, at one time when they were children, sang in the choir. Yeah. That's right. They testify. They say they got their start in the church house. You remember that? That's what they said. They said, we got our start in the church house. And then, all of a sudden, something changed. Yeah. You know what changed? Yeah. They wasn't just poured with money. That's what they sold out. Yeah. That's what they did. They sold out. And they desired of the richness of the world and the glamour and the popularity. Yeah. Amen. And they left the church house. Yeah. And they left God. Yeah. And they'll say that God blesses them out yonder doing what they're doing. No, he isn't. Don't you believe a word of it. Amen. He's not going to bless nobody when they come out of the choir and they go to Hollywood and hook up with that crowd. He's not going to do it. That's a lie of the devil. Don't you believe that stuff. Amen. When they say, oh, the Lord has blessed me. No, they went on their own efforts. And let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to have to face a judge one day. Most of them folks have been married 3 or 4 times. Their children. Look at Willie Nelson. What about Willie Nelson? Where did he start out at? In the choir, singing for God. Wound up on Skid Row. Wound up a drunk in a dope head. Look at his children. They committed suicide. He's been married several times. Look at his life. Is that what life God blesses? No. No. God is going to check him up one day. Amen. Don't you believe a word of that. When somebody like that, amen, when they get up there and they'll sing Amazing Grace, live like the devil, and expect me to say, that's good. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't give him a dime to come out on my front yard and set up one of those concerts. I wouldn't give him a penny. Nor anybody else. Amen. Separated, consecrated. If we're going to have holiness, amen, holiness demands cleansing. And it demands separation, purity, and separation. The Bible said, for without no man shall see God. But then it demands Christ's likeness. He said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. We can't do this on our own. We've got to have the template. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He said, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you're weary and faint in your minds. There's a pulling of every one of us into the world. There's a pulling there. We're part flesh and part spirit. We're part, and this part right here wants to pull us to be in the world and loving the things of the world and going after the world. They are. I have people all the time calling, wanting me to go do things with them,
this and that and get a call. Say, let's go to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry. Let's go. Somebody called here a year or two ago. Want me to go with them over to watch the, what are they called? Dancers that does the dancing. All them ladies that get up there and dance. What are they called? Rocketeers. Rocketeers. Yeah. What is it? Yeah. Call me. Can you believe somebody would call a preacher and invite him to go up there and watch them naked women dance? Throwing their legs everywhere. I'm going to tell you, I ain't got no business up there watching all that. Amen?
Amen.
They ought to cover themselves up. They ought to look decent. Holy, righteous, honorable. They ought to be ladies. What's wrong with being a lady? What's wrong with being a man? Don't you leave here and get mad at me. Don't you do that. I'm telling you, we have. We don't look much like Christ anymore, do we? I tell you, if he is here today, he'd do like he did when he is on earth. Run over all that, run out those that were selling and charging there and all them doves and turned over the tables and said, you've made my house a den of thieves. This is my house. It's a house of prayer. Look what we've done to the house of God. Look what we've done. And the church is just embracing it over and over again. When you can't tell the difference between a rock concert and a church house, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. Yeah. The road to holiness demands that we be clean. That we be separated, and that we be Christ-like. I want them to see Jesus in me. Don't you? I want them to see Jesus in me. I'm going to say this, I'm going to hush. Y'all know Brother Chris Reeves. Brother Chris go down to Florida and put his bathing suit on and go swimming. His wife put her bikini on and go swimming. And the Lord got a hold of him. And he got the bottle. And so he quit. And his wife made him a bathing suit that went from here to here. He said, I sure look like a weirdo on that beach. He said, but I'm covered up. I've never seen him in that. Well, his wife said, I don't see anything wrong with that. Wasn't long till the Lord started dealing with her. Yeah. And started changing her. And she got to covering up. And he said, now, he said, me and my wife go down on the beach. Said, people look at us and think we're strange. Hallelujah. For the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah for the man of God. Yes. I had a man I talked to today. I mean, Thursday. Used to come here with Brother Cook. Brother Cook, he's just old school. Yeah. I'm a hush right here. And he said, yeah, he said, I know Brother Cook. He said, Brother Cook believed that a man and a woman should not even get in the Tennessee River at the same time to swim. I thought, what? Said, yeah. Said, as big as the Tennessee River is. He said, he didn't think a man and woman ought to swim in the same river at the same time. Nah. But we ought to behave ourselves. Amen. Ought to behave ourselves. Amen. Amen. Holiness. Holiness. Let's stand.